408, Division 34th westbound.
Hey, Michael, it's Lisa. I got your request to talk. How can I help you?
Hey, Lisa, I probably could have sent this non-priority. My finger just moved when I hit the button on this bumpy road. Had a gentleman kind of run out in front of me on 49th on my westbound run. He was on the bus earlier. He was intoxicated. He was drinking. I had to ask him to leave. He was ignorant and threatening at that time.
All right, so he is off your bus and clear to go, and no more problems with him?
I'm sorry, somebody asked me a question. What was that?
All right, so he is off your bus and you're clear of him. You have no more issues with him?
I am now, but the reason I'm calling is there is another bus following me, and he might try the same thing. He's challenged in other areas also. He was threatening in a general way, like I'm going to blow the bus up type of thing. And he was had a full beer, and I had to get him off the bus, and that was, I let him off at the hospital when I was headed inbound from St. John's. So he's made it this far. There's another bus coming.
All right, what does he look like?
Black male, mid-30s, black jacket, black pants, no shirt, short hair, a little bit of facial hair. He's sporadic with his facial gestures and very boisterous. He has some type of issue where he's constantly saying foul language.
Yep, that's the same guy that we had earlier. That wasn't you that called him in earlier, was it?
Negative. Haven't called on this gentleman yet.
All right, so that was another four that called him in. We had a supervisor meet him downtown, and he was behaving himself at the time. So, all right, where was the last place you saw him, 49th and Division?
Affirmative. He came out in front of the, or close to jumping in front of me at 49th and Division. I stopped, saw who he was, and I carefully passed him up, knowing what he was capable of.
All right, let me call Aldo. He just went the other way, and I'll see if that guy got on Aldo's bus. Thank you for the information at Midnight 13.
Thanks for your help, Lisa.